All right, you guys, at level zero, step one.
Okay, let me tell you what we're going to do today, okay? We need your help. So today, we're going to read you a couple of books by New Orleans authors. And after we finish, we're going to go around one by one and ask you what you think about it. We are going to let you be the book reviewer today. Kelly Crawford is going to read the first book, which is by a man named Happy Johnson.
And it is called The Adventure of Happy and Big Wanda, Backyard Bayou. So across the river on a golden summer day, the rusty old truck that everyone called Big Wanda sat quietly along the cozy curve of Canal Street.
Oh no! I must not forget. It's almost time for my big fishing trip. What should I bring? I wondered out loud. If you can guess off the pictures, what is he going to bring?
Yes.
Fishing rod.
Fishing rod. Good. What else?
A vest,
a safety vest. What else?
His boots.
And then what do you always need when you're fishing? Yes.
A net.
That's a good one. What else?
Fishing pole.
What else?
A boat.
And what's the gross thing you have to bring? Yes.
Worms.
Yes. Ugh. All the worms in a can. And he said, I'll need my fishing pole. I hope you're ready to enjoy all the wonders of the wetlands. All right, she good. Oh, yeah, woohoo! Yeah, that's a round of applause for Happy. So, I think we can, should we ask some questions?
Okay, let's start, how about right down here?
All right.
I thought about the book. It was awesome because Happy is trying to save wildlife.
Right, and why do you think that's such a good thing?
Because sometimes you need wildlife.
Mm-hmm, what do you like to do in wildlife?
I like to climb trees.
I thought of it good because he was trying to help grow more trees in a forest.
Mm-hmm. If you had to plant anything, what do you feel like you would plant?
An apple tree.
It was interesting because it was talking about fishing and animals.
If you could have one extra animal in the book, what would you put in the book?
Monkey.
A monkey? What would you have the monkey do?
I think the monkey will be swimming.
What's your favorite animal?
Alligator.
You like alligators? Have you ever seen an alligator?
You have?
Do you think they're scary?
No? What do you think you would feed an alligator if you saw an alligator?
A fish.
A fish? What did you think about the book?
I like it.
Yeah, what did you like about it?
When an alligator pop up the water.
That's like a favorite part, isn't it? What is it about the alligator popping out of the water that you like so much?
That when a boy put the worms in the water.
I liked it because it went fishing and I like to go fishing.
Yeah? If you could write a book about anything, what do you think you would write about?
I write about the alligator trying to eat the man with the fish.
I see a trend here. Very nice. Is there an adventure that you like to go on with your family?
To go fishing.
You like to go fishing? Do you put the worms on yourself?
No.
Who puts the worms on for you?
I'll come on.
That's good.
I think it was good because the writer put good details.
Good. Do you remember a detail that you loved from the book?
The alligator.
So tell us what you think about the alligator scene.
When I think about the alligator scene, that the uncle said that when they don't got no more wetland, they got less food. And then they was going to build more wetlands.
Mm-hmm. So that way the alligator doesn't have to eat who?
Man,
I like it.
What do you like about it?
Because it's a good story.
Yeah, you like the story? What's your favorite kind of story to read about?
Alligator.
You guys, I like that you like alligators so much. You are in the right part of the country, too. All right, let's give snaps to everyone who gave the review. That was super great. Or we can clap. That was good.